I found something out. I'll talk to you while they're sewing. Take your time and sew. I found something out. I should have seen this more clearer earlier. You know I was trained by a prophet. And so, and you know the Lord told me he had given me the self-same anointing the prophet had. And he would minister in the morning a certain subject. He wouldn't minister that night. He would minister a certain subject at night. He wouldn't minister in the morning. Well, I come to grip with it's unfair to get in a message and people who are not there, they come and they try to catch up. It's hard. And so I will, from now on, I'll preach, minister one thing in the morning and something else in the evening, and keep the flow. The people who can't get here in the daytime can stay on the floor and then get the tapes and listen to all of them. But I noticed that it had an effect on my anointing. I watch for things that have influence on my anointing, and I see that. It caused people to struggle. They just turned the air on. I told them it was a little warm in here. It caused people to struggle trying to catch up. So if you can, get here in the morning, and I'll pick up where I was this morning. In the morning. But tonight we in a whole different arena. I want you to remain standing. I receive a prophecy coming down here. And as you record, you know, on your phone, I had to record three times. The secretary had to. And it's real strong. I don't know whether I want you to be open because it goes along with the message that, listen to the word I'm going to use, that I'm going to impart tonight. There will be an impartation. There will be a visitation. Yes, sir. Like never before in your life. This very night. And so he began to prophesy through my spirit. He said, there's a whistling wind that is blowing the drama out of your finances. You heard that? Yes, the currents are so strong and the wind is so high, you will never fail again walking in your prosperity. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It is of the Holy Spirit. It is of the Holy Ghost. It is of the supernatural. It is of the spirit world manifesting and demonstrating in the natural world through the currents, power, and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the wind blow. Blow, wind, blow. Let the winds of the Holy Ghost blow now. Salah. Pause and think about it. Magnitudes of abundance are being stirred up by the wind and are being given divine direction to go to certain gates that have been opened in the soul of men who have yielded to revelation knowledge, preparing for years for this moment. The wind is now turning into a twirling wind, going round and round, looking for those who are ready to receive, to believe. Yes, this is an hour for the church of God to come out of the closet of just hope and begin to experience what their faith had been talking about. Not waiting another moment, but moving into a realm of the Spirit that declares and decree that they are kingdom prosperity ambassadors representing the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven on earth, to display thing that men who are not saved will be able to see and cry out.
Yes, sir.
If that's your God, give him to me. Now there's a shifting in this prophecy. You have to listen. Wings of glory are being snapped on right now to fly higher, to fly longer, flying with the purpose that the kingdom of God may be revealed to mankind throughout the world. The body of Christ is about to experience wings of glory in the prosperity arena. Finances will flow in abundance, in signs and in wonders and in miracles.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you won't only leave here telling it. You'll leave here experiencing it, showing it, and enjoying it. Because every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, whom no shadow of turning. Go ahead and praise God. You need to listen at it. Father, may the mantle of prosperity be open in this house. Stretch your scepter unto every person, that they will have wisdom and authority to use what you reveal to us. I declare that each person under the sound of my voice is empowered by the Spirit to see in the spirit realm of prosperity and release the outcome on those who will receive. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Turn to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, to chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. We will attempt tonight to bring forth another, I think, prophetic message. And it is how to receive the supernatural impartation of unlimited prosperity. How to receive the supernatural impartation of unlimited prosperity. Here's how. Find someone that's wearing it. In manifestation and demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And never let them out your sight or your reach.
Yes.
I'm gonna show it to you over and over in the Bible. When they found that person, they never turned that person loose. That person talked down to him, told him, "You can't go." He said, "Yeah, I'll be there."
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to really want it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Find someone that is wearing it in manifestation and demonstration and never let them out of your sight or reach. Serve. So, and say the same thing they say. It's biblical. I will prove it from the word tonight. It is biblical. You cannot get an impartation dragging. How bad do you want it? Jesus, in his great teaching, said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled." Don't try to get something from somebody and don't respect them.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
apostle.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
You cannot rape the anointed.
No.
You have to court the anointed. Romance the anointed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't rape it just, you know, just yourself. But I'm going to get it. No, you're not going to get it like that. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Well, somebody got to see it. He told him, I'll show it to you.
Yes, sir.
Land, I will show it to you. I will try to show you that land tonight.
Yes, sir.
I seen it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know where it at.
Yes, sir.
I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. You see that?
Yes.
And make thy name great. Notice what he said next now. And thou shalt be a blessing.
Amen.
You don't need to be blessed if you're not going to be a blessing.
Amen.
Now notice verse 3. Don't be ignorant, or do not ignore. Because that's what stopped importation. And I will bless them that bless thee.
Yes, sir.
And curse him. Get personal, huh? That curses thee. Now notice. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. What an anointing to wear.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 45. Look at these two scriptures and we'll go to work. I'll show you some things about importation. When I get to Isaiah 45, I want to tell you a few words to go with it so you'll know what's happening and what to look for. It produces a divine impact on your life. When the impartation is partaken of properly, it produces a divine impact on what you touch.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It releases a divine influence in the area which is being imparted. So what he's saying here, that tonight you will go into a different impact on prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your prosperity influence going to step into a supernatural mode.
Amen.
That sign, wonders, miracles, demonstration, manifestation will begin to flow in your life like never before. There is in the impartation by staying so close and by serving. I remember people needed a prophet, and the quality they identify him as one who poured water.
Yes, sir.
On the prophet's hand.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And they said that he was close enough to get something on him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They didn't say nobody going to school. He's just that close, because
yes,
when you get close enough, it something come on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. You will take a flight into insight tonight. Because you can't get there walking. In other words, you'll be lifted by the Spirit beyond your sense realm. beyond your pet ideas. And the cover will be pulled off of your inner eyes. That you be make or set there. You may be able to see every move you need to make. To cause things to come out right in your life that you've been fighting the last 25 years. Insight. And then along in Kotalasha Tatsis Kondora Mashak, there is an increase coming upon you tonight. Matter of fact, I'll call it the mantle of increase. Well, I'm receiving, I don't know what you're doing. The mantle, tell somebody the mantle of increase is coming up on me right now. All decreases in your life will have to bow tonight. Y'all didn't hear that. All decrease, all lack, all limitation is over tonight. There's a mantle of increase going to erase decrease out of your life.
Yes, sir.
Impartation, I haven't got to point one yet. Impartation means to give from one store, that you already are abundant. You can't impart what you don't have. And you can't have just enough, you got to keep it for yourself. You have to be in some mode of overflow. You can't impart if you aren't emptied. And if you don't have no more than a quarter or half a tank, you ain't giving nobody nothing. Why? You haven't arrived yet. Impartation here, when I get into it, I want you to be, when I get in the scripture, impartation mean to make known.
Yes, sir.
Or to communicate the knowledge of.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Synonym. Conduct. Convey. Give.
Yes, sir.
Spread.
Yes, sir.
Transfer.
Yes, sir.
Transfuse.
Yes, sir.
Transmit.
Yes, sir.
All this gonna happen to me up here tonight?
Yes.
Isaiah 45. Now listen, pay attention. You just read about Abraham, right?
Yes.
And you saw how to connect with Abraham, right? How we'll see Lot connected with him.
Yes, sir.
We'll see Lot disconnected.
Yes.
Yes. We'll see what the difference between being connected and disconnected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Notice this, Isaiah 45:1. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
See, we talked about in Genesis 12, an aspect of impartation, how it works. Now notice here in Isaiah 45, thus said, verse 1, thus said the Lord to his what? To Cyrus,
yes.
Whose right hand,
yes, sir,
I have holden. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To subdue, that word ought to be familiar to somebody who was here this morning, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose, subdue. the line of King to open, subdue, loose, open. Write that down. Subdue, loose, and open.
Yes, sir.
Gates of prosperity is about to be open in this house tonight. Are you ready for the flood? Tell somebody, I'm ready for the flood. See, you can't impart just with a flow.
Yes, sir.
It has to be a flood to impart.
Apostle Thompson. Apostle.
The frequencies have to be strong and steady to remove stains that have been put on your life about not having sufficiency. When the flood comes, it moved the stain. When you look for it, it's not there, not even in your mind, and not in your soul anymore. It's been washed out by the flood of impartation. I hear him saying something. I don't know how we're going to define this. But he says, the fury is over in your finances.
Hallelujah.
So he says here, we got subdue, we got loose, we got open. You see, open before him the two-leaved gate. Oh, my. Look what it said at the end. What is it? You will never be left out again. Your heart's desires will be answered over and over again. Every time you make a move, there's going to be a gate open that you can go through. Tell somebody, I'm going through the gate. And look back at them, tell them, I'm not playing with you. Tell them, I'm not. Tell them, this is the real deal. Tell them, this is the real deal here. The Holy Ghost up in here. Gonna help me go through the gate. I believe. I'm a believer. Something happening to me up in here. I'm glad to be here. Let me go a little longer, Lord. It's coming. I feel it. I feel it moving up in here. I hear that wind whistling. Lord, let a mighty rushing wind hit this place tonight. And all captives go free. Notice his voice too. Sit down. What y'all doing? Stand up. You know, no, I haven't got to the first point yet. This is just the introduction.
Yes, sir.
Verse 2 says, I will go before thee. Now, you know, that brings my attention to a scripture that I love. It's, I think it's Malachi 2:13. Look at that a minute, because y'all are so busy trying to get a breakthrough. The doggone fence been torn down. The breaker have already gone through the gate. You see it? Micah 2:13, look at that. That's a beautiful scripture right here at this time. It wasn't in my agenda, but the Lord brought it up.
Yes, sir.
The breaker. What is the right voice? The right chapter?
Yes, sir.
Is it, how you pronounce that word?
Micah
2:13?
Yes,
do y'all have it or what?
Yes.
Look in the index and find the book. Stop looking like down there like you got it. And you're in Matthew. I got to get this word in you. I don't want you to impress me.
Yes, sir.
I need you feeding on the voice, because when I shift in the next gear, you're going to have to be with me. And if you don't have the right nourishment, you're not going to be able to go. The Holy Spirit be nourishing in when a man or woman preaching. He be nourishing you to and putting something in you so you can go to the next level.
Yes.
The breaker has come up before them.
Yes.
And they have broken up and have passed. Oh, my God. Passed through the gate.
Yes.
And gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them.
Come on.
Jesus Christ. I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight.
Yes.
Crooked finances.
Yes.
How many of y'all ever dealt with crooked finances?
Yes.
You know what I mean when I say crooked finances. Don't sit there and act like you don't know what the apostle's saying. I've been through crooked finances. Otherwise, it wasn't straight enough. I couldn't get where I was going.
Yes, sir.
See, now, if y'all don't be honest, I can't help you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I was talking about when I said crooked finances.
Yes, sir.
And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. All bars are coming off your finances right now. Somebody give me a jig. Somebody. All bars are coming off. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Oh, I heard it, David. All bars, everything that's been locking you in is coming off your finances right now. The impartation is cutting it right now. That what's been holding you back has just lost its hold. It is cut by the power of the Holy Ghost. I break the pieces of the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now verse 3, and then I'll give you point 1. I'm not going to preach all night tonight. I preached an hour and a half. I said, what are you doing, Leroy? Then now I took on the whole meeting. I got, what, 4 more? 5 more? Man. Y'all better get y'all notes quick. I'm sweating up here anyway. Y'all turned the air on, didn't you? Now notice verse 3. Notice verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. That's a rocket right there, boy. Turn with me now. Sit down a minute. Turn with me. Let's go into a lesson here about how to receive the supernatural impartation of unlimited prosperity. Find someone that wearing it. In manifestation and demonstration, and never let them out of your sight or reach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Hagin couldn't turn. I'll kick him on the heel.
Yes, sir.
He said, Brother Thompson, you here again? I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm going to preach the same thing I preached last week. I said, I'm here to get that, sir. But I was there last week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Turn to the book of Ruth. With me, and we might have some church up in here. Man, I got so fierce up here, I'm cutting myself. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ruth, where you at? Give me a chance to find it. I don't know all the books of the Bible. You know them all? Huh? What good that did you? How that work? How that working for you? Judge and Ruth, all right. Yeah. I know what's going to happen when we get there. Explosion going to take place. And that's why the enemy's scared. Just go ahead and be scared because we're about to get there. In the book of Ruth, I want you to write this down. Ruth, chapter 1, I want you to chapter 1. Ruth wouldn't turn Naomi loose until manifestation came.
Yes, sir.
She couldn't see it. A hopeless story was told to her, but she still knew there was something in Naomi that was invisible. On the outside, she looked like a failure. But Ruth knew from the inner conference of her understanding what Oprah didn't know. Ruth said, I'm going to stick with her because I'm going to get an impartation from her that's going to change my life forever. When you find out that someone got something for you, don't let them get too far from you. Stick with it. If it looked like it's not working right, stick with it. Notice in the 14th verse of the first chapter. I don't have time to read the whole setting. Them two daughter-in-laws, she had told them, go your way, I don't have nothing. But Ruth saw beyond what she said. And they lifted up their voice and went, wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth, yeah, Judas kissed Jesus. I'll be with you always. Until I can't have my way. She cleaved unto her.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like who that was, Jacob wrestling the angel.
Yeah.
And the angel said, turn me loose. That boy was fighting with the spirit world, boy. And he said, I'm going to turn you loose when you bless me.
Yes,
and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. You got to have some stick to in this, man. You can't come to one service and say, I got it. And Ruth said, don't let nobody else talk for you. When you find that person, don't let nobody put no other ideas in you. Stand up for yourself. Know for yourself. Hold on for yourself. Don't care if everybody else go back. You stick with it. You haven't got there yet. There's something God got for you. Don't let the enemy cut you off. What you see in your leader belong to you. You got divine rights to it. And there's a training period. They're training you all the time. How I got here. You got to take a certain path. Yes,
sir.
Come on, sir.
Apostle.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Watch this. Watch this woman, man. Watch this woman. She wicked, man. I like what she wicked. Yeah, she wicked. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. I'm in verse 16. Or to return from following after thee. Woo! I don't want to leave you, and I'm going to follow you.
Yes, sir.
Watch what she said. Watch what she said. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. I see Boaz coming. She's getting an impartation.
Yes, sir.
She's billing Boaz all the time. Don't even know him.
Yes, sir.
Go, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I heard the Spirit of God says, you never know what's happening to you up in here.
Right.
Something happening right now up in here. The spirit world is moving. I hear three other words. Recognize your graduation. There will be prosperity diplomas passed out in this house tonight. What? Who? Oh, y'all don't want them. See, I'm hearing this in the spirit world. I never heard that before.
Yes, sir.
But there's a divine graduation going on.
Yes, sir.
In this revival.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The stench of lack is leaving you.
Yes.
The stench of limitation,
yes,
are leaving you now.
Yes.
You're finding out your way out.
Yes.
Is a man, I'm going to go to Joshua, I'm going to go to Elijah, you can go on and on.
Yes, sir.
That's how they got out. They find the person who was where they were trying to go.
Yes, sir.
And the person kept telling them how they got there.
Yes.
For whether thou go, in verse 16, I will go, and where thou lodge, I will lodge. Thy people should be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
Wow.
She locked in, isn't she?
Wow.
She locked in, boy.
Yeah.
And when she saw she was steadfastly minded, mm-hmm, to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. I can't stop her.
Right. Wow.
And then she come to a period in her life, she was a gleamer.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Because of her connection with Naomi, the mighty wealthy man told his workers, leave her a handful on purpose. Don't run with the handful.
Yeah.
And think you have arrived. You're still broke. Don't run with the handful. The handful just letting you know something coming. I've seen them run with the handful.
Yes, sir.
They didn't know what they'll do it. God gave them a handful on purpose to find out who they were.
Yes, sir.
And so there we see in this impartation, there we see she married in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Boaz, the handful turn into the field owner.
Yes, sir.
The whole field belonged to her.
Yes.
Don't you think she walked down there and talked to some people who left that handful? Said, sit down a little while, baby. I'm the boss now. You take your 2 days off and go with your family.
Yes, sir.
I'm the owner now.
Yes, sir.
I see you as an owner. Not a leaser, not a borrower. I see you as an owner.
Yes.
Tell the person next to you, I see you as an owner. One of the tricks of this system is they want you to stay in an apartment all your life. And pay them all your life. You might start off in an apartment, but keep the word departure in your mind. I need to own something. This system designed, that's why they're building all these complexes and stuff. They're designed to tell you, oh, you don't need to cut your grass, you don't need to do nothing, just come on up in here and pay us the rest of your life. Oh, being an owner got something to do with your anointing. So we see that the impartation was made to her because she stuck with it. How many see that? Ruth, Naomi may not have treated her right all the time. Sometime you got to make it a little rough for those who follow you to see if they're real. Let's go to another one. Sit down. Elisha would not let Elijah get out of his eyesight until the double portion came.
Yes, sir.
Turn with me a minute. Turn to 2 Kings. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad the Lord here. I'm so glad that you're receiving an impartation tonight. I'm so glad you don't just have a confession.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Decree that you are a person with a possession, not just a confession, but you're about to possess something in your prosperity.
Lord, yes, sir.
You are an owner.
I'm an owner.
You got the title deed.
I got the title deed.
Talk to me up in here. Don't be afraid. You don't have to do it in your own strength. Just listen at the power and the glory flying over here.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Ghost snap them glory wings on you.
Yeah.
Let that wind blow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. To receive the supernatural impartation of unlimited prosperity. He showed us one way in Abraham, and then he showed us in Isaiah about Cyrus. We studied Ruth. We know how Ruth ended up. She married one of the most wealthy men in the world by sticking to it. Here we got in 2 Kings. Chapter 2, and it came to pass, for his verse, when the Lord would take up Elijah into the heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me, to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, He's sending us both.
Yes, sir.
I will not leave thee.
Come on, Apostle.
I will not leave thee.
I will not leave.
Because, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You have something
yes, sir.
That belong to me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to let you take it out of my sight. I'm going to serve you till I get it. And then when I get it, I'm going to serve you some more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
That's it.
Man got upset one time because I ain't called his name out. He left the ministry and went to start a ministry. Went to start a ministry. Went to start a ministry. Just I found out some years later just because I didn't call his name about something. I said, what in the world? I ain't no name caller. I'm trying to work deeper than that, baby. I'm trying to tell you how Elijah, you know, just say, I'm going. The Lord talking to me. Mm-hmm. I've been with you all this time. We've been praying together. I've been washing your feet and all that. And you just tell me the Lord told you. You ain't saying nothing about me. I'll start my own ministry. I ain't think about you. You think you're the only one got it. No, he wasn't stupid. He stuck with it. Ooh, I gotta hurry. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness, Jesus. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Anybody else in y'all feel something? What about y'all just sitting there? All this Holy Ghost up in here, and you act like nothing not happening. You too used to. Impartation slapping you all side your head, telling you you can get further, move further. Something about to happen to you. A gate about to open for you. A door about to open for you. Rejoice in the Lord. Let me tell you something gonna really make you rejoice. Let me tell you something gonna really rejoice. Rejoice. Because you're not in the same place. I heard something else. You want to rejoice some more? There is promotion in the house. I said there is promotion in the house. Somebody better grab it. Somebody better shout. Promotion is in the house. Tell three people promotion is in my house. Right now, right here, 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 right now. Promotion is in my house. Dance like it. Dance like you've been promoted. Everything on another level. 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 Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta. We'll finish tomorrow night. I'm going to give me some rest. God. You are not in the same place financially. The prosperity, glory wings are on you right now. You're going to fly above all your last places where you've been held down. You won't be high no more. You're going to fly over it because you got glory wings of prosperity on you now. All right, get out of here. I gotta get out of here.